I keep trying and trying to share the gospel with Freya, but she just won't listen. What else can I do?
Words aren't the only way to share the gospel. The way you live your life is another way. Happy Sunday and welcome to Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're here today. My name is Zach. If you wanted your friend to join your basketball team, you could show them how much better of a player you are now than you were before, and then they might be interested too. Telling others about Jesus is kind of like that. They may not want to hear you talk about Jesus, but if they see how you treat other kids with kindness or volunteer to help your teacher, they see the difference that Jesus has made in your life. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." And now for our story, it's entitled "The Gospel in Action." "Mom, it's just no use," said Mila. "I've tried and tried to get Freya to come to church with us, but she won't." Mila's twin sister, Addison, nodded. "And I've tried to give her a Bible and some Christian books I thought she'd like, but she won't even look at them." "I even tried to tell her about Jesus," said Mila, "but she just said not interested. She wouldn't even listen to me." "So how is she ever going to hear the gospel and know that Jesus loves her and died to save her?" asked Addison. Mom smiled at her daughters. "Well, she has both of you, doesn't she?" "But Mom," said Addison, "we just told you, she won't listen to us or read what we give her." "Well, she may not hear the gospel the way we do, by hearing it in church or by reading the Bible," said Mom. "But I hope she will see it and hear it as she gets to know you better." The girls looked at each other and frowned. "I don't get it," said Mila. "You know that some of the New Testament books called the epistles are actually letters to churches, don't you?" asked Mom. "Yeah, I think our teacher at church told us that once," said Addison. Mom nodded. "And all these letters, which are part of God's word, are inspired by God himself, right?" The girls nodded. "Well, did you know the Bible also says that each of you is a letter from Christ?" Mom asked. Both girls raised their eyebrows. "What does that mean?" asked Mila. "It means that talking isn't the only way to share the gospel," answered Mom. "As people see the way you live, it's like they're reading you. When you live in a way that shows others God's love, you touch people's hearts and make them want to know what makes you different. That may make it possible for you, or someone else, to tell them the good news of Jesus when they're ready to hear it." How about you? Do you think the only way you can share the gospel is by talking, by telling someone that Jesus died for them? Telling others the good news of Jesus is a very important part of sharing the gospel, but you can also share it in the way you live. Next time a friend refuses to listen when you talk about Jesus, don't be discouraged. Instead, let them see how Jesus has changed your heart through kind words and loving actions. When your friend sees the gospel in action, they may eventually want to hear it in words too. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 3:2.
"You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone."
And our key thought for this Sunday, share the gospel in the way you live. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio to spread the good news of Jesus around the world. Keys for Kids Radio is committed to sharing the truth of the gospel. As Angel shares, "Our family listens to Keys for Kids Radio every day. The programs encourage us to love and live for Jesus and to build a firm foundation on God's truth." You can partner with Keys for Kids Radio to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and their families. Give today with a $5 monthly donation to help spread the gospel to families around the world. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.